9 to 13. But they thought it would be appropriate that they would continue to keep some of the martyrs' bones and bodies as holy places. So when the churches began to be built out throughout the whole world, they would take parts of the bones of the martyrs and put them in their altar stones. So this is why we have the altar stone there with the bones and relics of martyrs in them, to help us remember our heritage, to help us have the invocation that these guys are helpers. Now you can ask me, who are the martyrs in our altar stone? And you think, I don't know. I do know. Relics in the altar stone isn't called church. That was written on the back of it. Thing says, Dedication, Sunday, October 30th, 1977. On the back of Dedication. All right, first of all, as they mentioned DePaul. We've got two people in there who are not martyrs. Fourth one. We've got St. Vincent de Paul. We have Francis de Sales, who was a great saint at the time of St. Vincent de Paul, and upon whom St. Vincent de Paul made a lot of his, he learned a lot from this guy. St. John Vianney, the curate of ours, was a patron of parish priests, down in the of ours. St. Gerard Magello. Who's St. Gerard Magello? Well, patron of mothers. Patron of mothers having children, St. Gerard Magello. All right, other than those, oh gosh, we're going to have most of the martyrs. Then we have bones of the martyrs of Trevis. Trevis in southern Spain, France, I don't even know who they were. We've got St. Cecilia, who's a patron of music and also a martyr. We have that's the two martyrs. The martyrs of Trevis and St. Cecilia. We also have a relic of St. Margaret Mary, who is a patron of St. the Sacred Heart, and also St. Bernice. Not only Bob, but I think where St. Bernice was. Maybe you guys don't know St. Bernice. But those are the martyrs. St. Vincent de Paul, the martyrs of prayer of St. Francis de Sales, St. Bernice, Virgin, St. Cecilia, Virgin Martyr, St. John Vianney, Virgin Santa Clara's Priest, St. Margaret Mary, and St. Gerard Magello. You'd say, why so many bones, huh? Why so many? I don't know why so many. That's what they had at the time when I called the bishop and said, we need some bones. Martyrs, that's what he sent me. I asked for some of them, Vincent de Paul and John Vianney. And you don't really have to have them anymore. Isn't that too bad? They build new churches and they don't have altar stones. Don't ask me why. Don't ask me about things. Now, you want to ask me anything? Yeah. Question. Well, with different seasons of the year, we cover it. We should probably have it off now, because we'll take it off from Lent. During Lent, we leave it off. During Advent, we leave it off. We've got a couple of purple hangings. But during the other seasons of the year, we cover it like actually, I like it better uncovered, but the ladies who do the altars get mad at me and say, we'll put the thing on. We got, and they put different colors on it for the different seasons.
In the station with the cross, you have three of the crosses heading this way and one going the other way. What happened to him?
Design, artistic license. That answers many a question. It's the way it worked out better in the design.
Yeah, sure.
With a heavy weight of God down here, rather than at the top. Somebody help me stand.
Yeah.
How do you
call the bishop. The bishop then gets in touch with what they call the Sacred Congregation of Rites in Rome. They are supposed to have authentic relics, and they send us with this a script written in Latin that says, these are the authentic bones of St. Vincent de Paul, gathered at Paris in 1680 or whatever. So they're all supposed to be authenticated. Now, I want to admit that I don't have a lot of trust and a lot of relics. There's a place in town here, not St. Francis Woods or St. Francis, Francis out here. But if you want to see some relics, you go out there. They got relics, you want to go home. They got
St. Vincent de Paul.
That's different. St. Vincent de Paul. All right, now I was, when Bishop Frank called me and said that you are the pastor of a new parish on the corner of Christian and Martin. Well, I knew where he was. I've been down by that time, 43 years. I don't know if I knew him or not. So I drove out there and looked. Where is the church in Christian and Martin? There was a farm up there. say, well, I'll tell you what, King, yeah, what I'm going to do. I'm going to do all the streets and the hovels and the terrace, and I'm going to gather up all the wood, and all the sick people, and all the workers, and all the lame, and all the hawks, and I'm going to take them to some other country. I'm going to give them to them. And then if I can be anybody here for you to love, and it says if you can love your own selfish self and pray. The king got over it. He said, I've got to be careful with this guy. Who's got to give you money? That's how Vincent got it. He would.
Be sharp.
Anyway, yeah. Well, the windows would take another day. But if I try to give you an outside version, this would be the blue light special. If you take a look around this thing, we all have two colors of this building. We're determined by the fall of the year. In my opinion, the fall of the year has most beautiful colors that are nature cast. All right, so all of the colors in here are the subdued colors of the fall. We've got the rest of the colors of it. We've got this, the normal tan colors of the cedar bundle. We've got the burgundy color in the car, which is related to the reds and the yellows of the ball bank. All right. It's left for the windows to bring the color to this thing. Brushes and sharps to color. All right. So, we use the color blue. In my book, there's only one color, and that blue is just every shade. Obviously, blue is my favorite color. So, we've got the blue color. You see it starting from the back, from that side of the north side, coming across here, little bands of blue, little waves of blue, coming all the way along here, and then they shoot up, Vincent Falls picture, and out that way. You start on the other side, you've got the blue on the bottom there. See the blue band coming on the bottom? You come into this window, you go to the outside. We got two elements of color that go exactly. All right, coming down from heaven are the same blue colors coming down that way. There they come down here. Different blue colors into here to accent the centerpiece of the whole church, which is the tabernacle where Christ is. So around that, we've got some blue, and they sprinkle some colors of bright orange. Next to them and surrounding them are symbols of wheat. And symbols of grapes. You can see that of the purple grapes. All right, obviously, the grapes are the wine, and they have bread, and the wine. All right, so the colors all the way through have been tried to relate and draw the whole picture together, going up to heaven and coming back down from heaven. And if you really study this thing, the guys that built this, that did the stained glass, tremendous work for it. Object called Conrad Pickel, P-I-C-K-E-L. They were in Milwaukee. And I ran into him because I knew a guy up there who had been in the seminary for a lot of years in Rome. He was a great theologian, but he gave that up and he went into art. I hadn't known him from high school one time. And he was one heck of a stiff part of lines, no balance. This is the most unbalanced building you'll ever see in New York. It is what we call the balance of nature, natural balance. You take a look at these two piers, the columns. You notice that that column there is coming up at an angle that will fit in the down side. You take a look at that column there, that's a full 2 degrees of the compass farther that way. Take a look at that. This beam comes this way, that beam shoots out that way. And the whole church is lopsided. No, not lopsided. The whole church has got a natural balance. Now, how do we get to this? Natural balance is the balance of nature. If you look at a tree, I'm sorry, here's a tree, and out of the side of the tree come some branches, and the other side some other branches. But a tree does not have exactly 4 limbs on this side and 4 limbs on this side. It might have 6 and 3 or 7 and 5 or something. But you take a look at it, and nature accommodates the branches by the foliage. It puts enough leaves on the short side to balance nature. And so in nature, you do not have arithmetical balance of 2 and 2 and 4 and 4. You have a very natural balance, and beauty is there. This is what we try to accomplish in here. The natural balance of form against form. Now, for instance, these two columns, they're not perfectly balanced. It doesn't look out of place. But I see people visitors, they come in here and sit in the back row, and they get tired of listening to the sermon, and they look around and they read inside and they say, what the heck is that? They look back and forth, and they can't figure it out. And I'm not about to tell them, but that's a secret. They come off and then they get look, look. But the choir section over there is not balanced by anything over here. Ain't no choir section on that side. Well, what balance is it? The stations of the cross up here. We've got to go to the cross up there. We don't have them up here. So it's a natural balance.